We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Halchos Tefillah Siman Kuf Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Tes. The Rama comments, V'im lo hisker yal v'yavo b'rishon of hisker b'shni. If you did not say yal v'yavo in the first tefillah, but you said in the second tefillah, in the Tashlumin, then Tzarech L'achzor L'Sprali, you need to go back and daven again. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because now that you have not mentioned yal v'yavo in the first Shmon Esser, you're showing that your first Shmon Esser was really L'shem Tashlumin, which was for Erev Rosh Chodesh, which was when you wouldn't say Yalav Yavo, and that is problematic because we know you're supposed to say the Chova Tefillah first. However, says Mishnah Berurah, this is only true when the Tashlumim was because of a Tefillah which was not Rosh Chodesh, meaning it was for a Tefillah of Erev Rosh Chodesh. Since you didn't say Yalav Yavo, you showed that that was for Tashlumim. However, if both days were Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't daven Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, in which case you need to daven twice at Maariv, if you didn't mention Yalav Yavo in the first Shmona Esrei, you don't need to go back, because that doesn't show that the first one was for Tashlumin, because both were Rosh Chodesh, and the fact that you forgot it in the first one, well, that's Maariv anyway, and if you forget at Maariv, you don't need to go back anyway, so you're going to be fine in such a situation. Sif Yud, Tav Elo Hispalo Mincha, finishing the Rama in Sif Tes, Avalim Lo Hisker B'Shnei, and if you didn't say Yalav Yavo on either one, Oh Hisker B'Shon Avalo B'Shnei, you said Yalav Yavo on the first one, Ain't Tzarech L'Achzor, you don't need to go back. Sif Yud, Tav Elo Hispalo Mincha B'Shabbos, if you didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, Mispalo Motzei Shabbos, Shtayim Shochol, when you daven twice at Motzei Shabbos, at the Marv, you daven two Tefillah Shochol, even though you're making up the Mincha of Shabbos, because as we said, you always daven, even for Tashlumin, the Shmon Esrei that is supposed to be daven now. You say Avdallah, you say Atachon Antanu in the first Shmona Esrei, and not in the second Shmona Esrei. As the first Shmona Esrei is the Chova, that of Maariv. V'imlo Hivdil Berishona V'Hivdil B'Shni. If you said Atachon Antanu in the second Shmona Esrei, Shnia also lo Rishona, lo also lo. Then the second Shmona Esrei counts as the Chova Shmona Esrei, and the first Shmona Esrei, which you said, doesn't count for anything at all. The Mishnah Berurah says, because you need to do the Chova one first, and the fact that you said Havdalah in the second one shows that the first one was really the Tashlumin, and that's why you didn't say Havdalah, and that's why you need to go back and daven again a Tashlumin without Havdalah. However, if when you were davening, says the Mishnah Berurah, you had in mind that the first one was really for Chova, and the second one was for Tashlumin, and the fact that you said Havdalah in the second one wasn't because, that I think that this is the Chova one, rather you just, it was a show gig, you weren't really paying attention, so then you would not need to go back in such a situation. Continues the Mechaber, Vim lo hivdu b'rishon of hivdu b'shniya, shniya also l'shon al also, Vim hivdu b'shteyen, oh, lo hivdu b'shteyen, yatsa, if you said Havdalah in both, or you didn't say Havdalah in either one, dang your Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says, because we know you don't have to go back if you forget Havdalah and Shmon Esrei, you don't have to go back because you're going to say Havdalah later on instead. Asif Yud Aleph, Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos v'hispalo Shmon Esrei v'lo hiska shel Shabbos. If you made a mistake and during Mincha on Shabbos, you didn't mention Shabbos, you daven the regular weekday tefillah. Mispalo Motzei Shabbos shtayim ve'inam avdo b'shni. Then you daven Motzei Shabbos twice and you don't make Havdalah in the second one. The second one should be davened as a voluntary tefillah. You don't need to add anything in the tefillah. What's going on over here? The Mishnah Berurah says that there's machlokas between the Tosos in the name of the Ri, who holds that you don't need to go back if you forget to mention Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei, because l'maisa you already davened Shmona Esrei. The fact that you didn't mention Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei doesn't mean that it's not like you davened at all. So if you were to do Tashlumin after Shabbos, and you're not going to mention Shabbos again anyway, because now you're davening a tefillah shochol, what exactly did you gain? The whole problem was, according to the Ri, that you forgot to mention Shabbos. So you're not going to mention Shabbos on Motzai Shabbos either. So doing Tashlumin for that Shmona Esrei won't help. But you already davened Shmona Esrei, and you were Yotze with your original Shmona Esrei at Mincha, you just don't get Schar for Shabbos. However, the Chachmim Provanza disagree, and they say, since you didn't mention Shabbos, it's like you didn't daven at all. And therefore, you would need to daven again a Tashlumin after Shabbos, even if you're not going to mention Shabbos at all, because it's like you didn't daven Shmona Esrei. Because of this machlokes, the poskimur machria that you should daven a second Shmona Esrei b'toros n'daba, just in case, and have in mind if I'm supposed to be davening in this, and if not, then not. And the Prima Gadim says that this is the case anytime you have a suffix, you have a machlokes a poskim, which is a legitimate machlokes a poskim, and you're not sure what to do, so you could always daven a tefillas nedava. What is the svar for the Ri? Rav Chaim explains that the Ri holds that mentioning Yalav Yavo and mentioning Shabbos are just chiyuve hazkara, it's just a chiyuv to mention the day. But if you didn't say it, it's not that you didn't daven at all. The Mishnah Berurah comments another situation. If one makes a mistake and they didn't daven on Motzei Shabbos at all, then when they daven in the morning, Shachris, they make up and they daven a Chova and a Tashlumin, they don't need to say a Tachon Antanu, even if they didn't make Havdalah yet. That's what the Knesset Agdola says in the name of the Radvaz, because the Tashlumin was only established for something which has a Takana. But if you didn't say a Tachon Antanu, then you have the Takana and Havdalah, so you don't need Tashlumin. Tashlumin was only made to make up for something which you can't fix any other way. Havdalah, Tachon Antanu, you can fix by doing it a la kos, so therefore they did not establish a Tachon Antanu to be said as part of Tashlumin. However, the Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos quotes a machlokas achronim about this, that according to the Rebbe Maganim and the Tosefta Shabbos, you really should say Havdalah in the second one, because that is Tashlumin. So that's the marv that you missed the night before. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you should say Havdalah in the first Shmon Esrei. And Chaim explains, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Svara is that Havdalah is not part of the Seder of Tfilas Arvos of Motzai Shabbos. Rather, there is a din that one has to make Havdalah in the first Shmon Esrei after Shabbos. So according to those that say you make it in the Tashlumin Tefillah, that's because they think that Havdalah is part of the Shmona Esrei. And so Havdalah is part of the Marv Shmona Esrei. So when you're doing the Tashlumin for Marv, that's the second Tefillah, that's when you say Havdalah. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Chaim says, Tachon Antanu is not part of the Shmona Esrei. It's just a din that you need to do Havdalah right after Shabbos. And here is the first Tefillah that you're doing after Shabbos is the one at Shachris. This is obviously assuming that you weren't able to be Mavdil Alakos. If you were Mavdil Alakos, then for sure you would not need to say a Tachon Antanu.